This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program rated PG
most of the time. Jennifer Horn is a little racy sometimes. Victoria and Kara have to calm her down, but she's here. Victoria's here. Kara's here. Doug is here, ready to get going. In a moment, as we yesterday, I think at this time, we were talking about using it or losing it. Remember, I was talking about physical and mental capabilities. There's a correlative here. When you use your physical strength, when you use your mental strength, you get more use out of them. Muscles are, as they're stronger, can do better, and you can do more with your body. Same thing with your mind. Somebody responded to that, and that was kind of fascinating, that people paying attention to how to make your body grow and your mind grow, and hopefully we're contributing to that. In a moment or two, or three or four, after Jennifer brings us up to date with the latest Don Lemon thing, I don't know, he's usually not calling attention to himself. Well, to himself, he kind of does with his approach to things. But we're going to visit Where the Sharks Are. Remember that old song, Where the Girls? No, it was Where the Boys Are. Connie Francis, Where the Boys Are. So I'm going to change that. Where the sharks are, and no one waits for me. So, shark sightings. All right, ladies, you're all excited about that?
Can't wait. Especially if there's a singing involved. Yeah, that's perfect. Right.
Yes, here it is. Does Don Lemon sing? Anybody ever heard him sing?
I don't know. He is singing now. He's denying everything that has been levied against him this week.
Charges against Don Lemon? No.
Really? Yesterday at this time, I don't know, things are heating up again, except now it's, more men behaving badly. Yesterday at the same time, we talked about Placido Domingo facing charges that he sexually assaulted people or used his power to get sexual favors from people for over 30 years.
Are there this many perverts in the world, really?
And do they all end up in Hollywood? That's a good question. I don't know, but it's,
on television or in...
So the latest accusations are now being levied at CNN primetime host Don Lemon, who has denied all of this. He said that it did not happen. He issued a statement just yesterday about that. He was accused of very bizarre kind of sexually charged assault of a bartender in New York's Hamptons area this past summer. So... Well, it happened during the summer of 2018. The civil case was just filed earlier in the week, so that's why it's making news now. Dustin Heiss of Florida said in his lawsuit that he was living in the Hamptons and working at the Old Stove Pub during the summer of 2018. He said on July 15th, after closing, Heiss claimed he left with the owner and co-workers to party at another bar, Murph's Backstreet Tavern in Sag Harbor, where they saw Don Lemon. Now, he recognized him, so Dustin Heiss offered to buy him a vodka drink called the Lemon Drop. Get it? Because his name is Don Lemon. Yeah.
Got it, yeah. Okay.
Don Lemon declined the offer, but later approached Dustin Heiss out inside the establishment. Now, here's where I'll try to be as PG as possible. Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and messed around for a little bit. Then he removed his hand and brought it up to the plaintiff's.
This is what the guy alleges?
Yes. Then brought it up to the plaintiff's, Dustin Heiss, his mustache and under the plaintiff's nose.
Huh?
Right. He asked a crude question about Heiss's sexual preference, leaving him, quote, shocked and humiliated, according to the suit. Now, CNN denied Patrick Heiss's account. They said that he seemed to bear animosity towards CNN.
No, they weren't there.
The plaintiff has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN on his social media accounts, which is what they said. The claim follows his unsuccessful threats and demands for an exorbitant amount of money from Don Lemon. Don categorically denies these claims, and he said that the matter doesn't merit any further comment at this time. In the suit, he also said that Lemon's off-screen demeanor was a stark contrast to the Me Too advocate he had often seen on TV. He said when the cameras were turned off, Mr. Lemon's actions are in stark and disturbing contrast to the public persona he attempts to convey. He denied going after CNN on social media, telling the New York Post, "I've never, ever ranted about anyone, especially a news station. I am a private religious man."
I'll be interested
to see if they have any, like, receipts.
Are there any witnesses?
Yeah, witnesses, or, like, if there's proof that he was there, that they were both there that night, like credit card receipts. I don't know. Because the weird thing is at the beginning of the story, this guy who was the bartender said he went into the bar, saw him, went to the bar, and was like, "Hey, let me buy you some lemon drops." And then Don Lemon... he was like, "No, I'm just trying to have a good time, man. Like, no thanks." So he didn't actually buy him any drinks. It just seems very weird that they would have that interaction, and then 5 minutes later, he would go up, stick his hand in his pants, and then rub his hand on his face. Like, what a weird...
So,
I don't know.
Is this a gay bar?
No.
I don't think so.
No. All right. So, I'm not a... There's nothing about me that thinks Don Lemon should be on television. I think he's a boob. But in this... Listening to this... And my own instincts telling me where there's opportunity, people take it sometimes. There's something else here, and it isn't necessarily Don Lemon. If this guy has shown, and I didn't know until he just said something about him having words or has been on Facebook with negative comments about Lemon and CNN. Okay, so two and two in my book still makes four. If he may be a lot of things, but I don't get from that explanation... that he is what he's been accused of.
I have never met Don Lemon. One of my close gay friends is friends with Don Lemon and has been out with him numerous times and said that everywhere they go, people constantly, gay guys constantly approach Don Lemon. And he turns, he rebuffs everyone. And he says, "Nope, thanks, I'm just here with my friends." Like, whether it's Easter Sunday brunch where he got approached by a bunch of people at a restaurant, they were all sitting at one table, and he said, people try to send him drinks, gross. They try to take pictures.
Gross.
What's gross?
Well, he's attractive.
He's a guy alone. Right. Well, I'm just saying, but what I'm saying is that I call BS on this story because this sounds like the beginning of this when Don says, "No, thanks, man. I don't need any drinks." That's what he always does. That's very consistent with the stories that I've heard personally from my friends. So the second half of this sounds like retribution. So it sounds like there's two different halves to this story here. The first half is very consistent with how Don reacts and says, "No, thanks." He never takes drinks from people because he's also concerned about being roofied, which I don't blame him. With someone dropping something in his drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a concern that he has had, and that's totally warranted. So as a practice, he never lets anyone buy him a drink. So that makes sense. And then
What a shame. What is horrible statement.
I wouldn't let
society.
A guy buy me a drink in a bar right now.
I'm just saying that under the circumstances. What the hell's... it's like a world that's...
Well, that's been
look, a lot of people get roofied
forever.
It's been a problem for a long time, But I don't know. It just seems like the guy got rejected, and then he made up this story about this... Don Lemon, I don't know. I cannot even imagine him doing what he's accusing him of doing.
No, if he wants to keep his career intact, I wouldn't be thinking, if you're thinking about your career.
He has been described by my friends as so hyper aware of his surroundings because it all affects his career and his image. I just can't see him doing that in an open bar situation.
He's an egomaniac. And
he is.
There's no question about that.
Why you would assault somebody like that. If you're really a predator, wouldn't you try to kiss them or I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
Nah.
Or invite someone back to your hotel room. He wouldn't do it publicly in a bar where people could see that.
There's an actor model named Josh Kloss. Do you know who he is?
I know the story, the Katy Perry story.
Yeah, right. This is surfacing again because he's accused Katy Perry of sexually assaulting him at a roller skating rink. And I'm trying to put the theme here, powerful people, Epstein is an example. I don't know that we can apply it to the Don Lemon conversation, but in this circumstance, I've heard this before, not about this guy, but I've heard that Katy Perry has done this sort of thing, or at least has been accused of doing this sort of thing before, hasn't she? Isn't
this the first I've ever heard of? Yeah.
Really?
This story doesn't surprise me, though.
So he was in her Teenage Dream music video, 10 years ago or something, and I guess while they were filming, he's saying that she, pulled his pants down in front of a bunch of guys. So I was curious about this. So I went on his Instagram, and I'm very interested to see what else comes out about it, because he sounds like a ranting, crazy guy on Instagram. Like, you know, when someone's trying to prove their point, but they can't make any sentences string together, and he was all over the place, and that makes me always question someone's credibility a little bit when they sound like they have no idea what they're talking about. So, I mean, I believe that Katy Perry could do something like that, but yeah. I'm very curious to see if it actually, what she has to say about it, and if anything else comes out.
Anyway, he got paid $650 for being in the video. They filmed a kissing scene together, and he said that she was gross, and then she invited him to a strip club. Is she that bold? Would she likely take somebody to a strip club? She's a famous person.
She kissed the guy on American Idol, and which was,
I totally believe it.
Right? I can absolutely see her in her kind of I'm so kooky and weird kind of fake thing that she does. I could totally see her just grabbing this guy and flashing, and pulling his pants down to show everybody else, wow, look at this guy, I could totally see this happening. I don't want to blame her and accuse her, but I would not be surprised if it turns out she did this.
All right. Just checking. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for their time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Are you Sleep Number 360 smart bed?
He chooses the comfort on his side. I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing, only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You treat my mind like a hotel room, and I know I gave the key to you.
23 and change at the hour now on our DJB program. Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, and you are messing with Miranda's head. As she continues to shake off the emotional heaviness of the weight of these wings back in 2017, releasing the up-tempo Mess With My Head, latest preview of her upcoming album. She wrote the song with the High Women's Natalie Emby and says, not too deep, not too heavy, you don't have to think too hard when you hear it. So what do you think when you hear it, ladies?
The sound of her album. We've heard a couple of songs from it already. I think this might be the second. And yeah. This to me feels more legit like Miranda. I think the last album was so dark and dramatic and trying to make a point and almost trying to defend the fact that her marriage was over with Blake Shelton that it just was almost distracting. I didn't listen to the last album at all, and I'm a Miranda Lambert fan, so this to me feels a little bit more like what she's, her brand, I guess.
Yeah. That's kind of poppy. She's the one. Yesterday I asked you who is married to the cop. She is, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
She's the one who married the cop. Okay. All right, so
she
that's
thought he was part of the swag bag that GMA gives you after you perform.
Is that what she said, or that's a joke?
No, that's essentially joke. That's sort of like how it feels. She's really? Like, oh, and I'll take that home with me, too.
I'll take that, too, right. So she's not a member of the High Women, though, Miranda Lambert.
No. She's okay. Got Pistol Annies, right, Jen?
Yes.
She's got her own
group of women.
Yeah, three women, yep.
Got it. All right, so then let's pay attention to what the latest is. Seems we're talking about the High Women with great regularity here on the DJB program. Randy Carlisle and the Shires forming this group, the High Women, as the female answer to the male country group, the Highwaymen. First order of business may have been considered blasphemy by rewriting Highwaymen, which is the 1985 theme song Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson put together as an all-star band.
I'll take that ride again and again and again and again and again.
So Jimmy Webb, who had his own version of this song back in the 70s, was a very prolific writer and singer, pop, a little country. Carlisle and Shires received the blessing of Jimmy Webb they enlisted him to rework the lyrics on the song. So now Maren Morris, Natalie Hemby, Amanda Shires, and Brandi Carlile have premiered their version on Apple Music's Beats 1. I'm not familiar with that. Is that where more and more stuff is being released, ladies?
Yeah. Is Beats 1 British? I don't know. Yeah. I don't have Apple Music. I use Tidal. But, yeah, it's one of the other music services like Spotify.
The Highwaymen's characters all die doing things that men do. Willie was a bandit. Johnny Cash drove a starship. Nobody knows why. I don't understand. I didn't know that part of the story. Is that what the story, the song?
I don't know the Highwaymen song, so do we have that, Kara, so we can play it and compare it? Because apparently that's what the template was for it. But
yeah,
you keep saying the Highwaymen, so I just assumed you knew who they were and what their whole deal
I know
was.
Who they are. I don't know this song, though. I mean, I know what they did. They were one of the most fabulous stage presence these four had together whenever they were together.
I never knew this
nothing
was a group.
Short
of
fabulous. Unbelievable energy.
Well, when you put together that talent, my gosh.
Oh, my God. They loved each other. You could tell that. So anyway, as they redid the song, Sheryl Crow appears in the track as a background vocalist with Jason Isbell playing the guitar. Highwaymen, the title track to the upcoming album set for release September 6th. There's Willie in that song.
And pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to work to defeat President Trump and take the Senate in 2020. She said public sentiment is behind background checks for gun purchases, despite Senate leader Mitch McConnell's stalling tactics.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All this legislation is live and well in the general public.
Police in Philadelphia say an 8-hour standoff is now over. The suspected gunman walked out with his hands up. He allegedly shot 6 officers who were taken to the hospital, treated, and then released. Police union leader John McNesby.
Somebody upstairs was watching over these cops today. 6 cops, all shot, and they're all released and going home to their families.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Remembered, I never got to, after all that stuff in the last half hour, you making fun of me, where the sharks are, we never got to the shark story.
Oh.
So we better get to
the
that.
Sharks are right off of your coast.
Where the sharks are, where the sharks are. Also, we ought to have a Trump update, but first, the trending scandal of the day here on the DJB show, as portrayed by Victoria Keevan. Jennifer will be all ears because she loves scandal. Karen's pretty modest when it comes to these sorts of things. She usually is very conservative and doesn't want to know too much about the scandals.
I want to know a little bit.
Karen knows a lot of the juice.
Really?
Yeah, she's the Google queen. She is the Google queen.
Is she really? So here's this couple, supposedly reality TV stars. I never heard of them, but you said this is trending everywhere. That
yeah.
Julie and Todd Crisley story. They look like a couple of cretins to me.
Well, it is a very popular show. It's called Crisley Knows Best. It's been on for years now at this
Where?
Point.
Where do you see it?
Is it on Bravo?
VH1, isn't it? Or
E. One of them.
E. It was E. That's
E.
Right.
Yeah.
He looks like a creepy, crawly character.
I am not a fan of Todd Crisley. I think, I just think the whole thing is really phony. I've only seen the show in bits and pieces, and it didn't hold my interest. But they are still a popular family, and the show is popular. And now they are in big trouble because they were both the parents, Todd and Julie, have been indicted by a federal grand jury on tax evasion as well as other financial crimes.
And this has been handed down in the Atlanta, Georgia, Northern District. They say that their former accountant, his name is Peter Tarantino, that he is the real culprit here. He's also facing the same charges as the Crisleys. And so Todd Crisley released a statement on Instagram and said, basically, I've never talked about this publicly before, but there's been a cloud hanging over Julie and me and our entire family for the past 7 years. It started back in 2012 when we discovered that a trusted employee of ours had been stealing from us big time. And so Crisley basically goes into details of all the phony documents that he says this guy created. He forged signatures. He threatened other employees with violence if they said anything. He claims that he found out that their house had been illegally bugged, that this guy had done it. And so he said, needless to say, we fired him and took him to court. That's where the real trouble started. And to get revenge, they're alleging that their former accountant took a bunch of phony documents to the U.S. Attorney's office, and now the three of them are literally all in the same boat. And so we'll see where it goes from there. But it's not great news for the Crisley family, and it's kind of looks like it's leaning towards some jail time. I mean, if the situation from Jersey Shore, if he got 8 months on what were considered to be very minor level tax evasions and only a $10,000 fine, this seems to be a lot more serious if a grand jury is involved.
All right. So wish them well or not, whichever. yesterday, at this time, we were talking about that Chris Cuomo thing. We were just Don Lemon had our attention the last half hour, CNN lead reporter. And now there are people continuing to talk about Chris Cuomo, who over the weekend got into an altercation with somebody. That wasn't in a bar, though. Wasn't it at the beach or something? Where was that?
It was a restaurant, I think.
Restaurant. That's it. Yeah. Okay. So the story continues with Meghan McCain saying that if this happened to a woman in the news media, she wouldn't get away with what happened when, if you didn't hear the story, when Chris Cuomo was approached by somebody and they got into an altercation and Chris Cuomo started yelling at him and it wasn't a pleasant conversation. The words were quite distinct, shall we say. And so what Meghan McCain basically said is that in the circumstances, if somebody had done the same thing that happened, the ethnic slur that was used by Chris Cuomo would never have made it through the mix. CNN is basically, you know, he's...
Cuomo. I'm confused. Wait. She said that the ethnic slur was thrown at Chris Cuomo. It wasn't used by him.
Right. Well, yeah. He said it was like the N-word.
Yeah. Right. But I'm confused what her statement is. So she's saying if this was a woman, what would happen?
She said she sort of was mocking, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of people. This becomes political. Maybe that's the best way of summarizing it. And I see we were talking about Meghan McCain.
I don't know that it does,
before.
Actually. Sean Hannity came to Chris Cuomo's defense, saying no one should be attacked when they're out.
Trump made it political. He said, I thought this was Fredo also. The truth hurts.
Yeah, Don Jr.'s one started that. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, I'm talking about media personalities. I don't know that
Cuomo said,
making it political.
I'll blank up your blank.
Yeah,
throw you down the stairs.
And if you watch the whole thing, I mean, look, I think everybody deserves the right to go to dinner with their wife and their daughter and not be bothered. It bothers me when people do it on the other side of the aisle. It bothers me when they do it to Chris Cuomo. The only thing I would say that he should probably think about is the fact that he really put gasoline on it by threatening to throw the guy down the stairs and making it more of an intense interaction than it probably needed to be. And he probably didn't know he was being filmed. And so I think he even said
Meghan,
some things.
You asked me what Meghan's point was. All right, let me get
go ahead.
That because sometimes I go around the barn. What she said in her tweet was that no one woman in all of media could be filmed in public on an obscenity-filled tirade and rant like that and then get supported by their network the way that Chris Cuomo is being supported by CNN. That was the tweet.
Yeah, she's saying men get to be tough and swear women are unhinged if they do something like that.
I don't know. Maybe she's right. I don't know. Have we had? I don't think we have an example, so I don't know if she's right or not. But to go back to Jen's point, Chris Cuomo did actually say, he tweeted, appreciate all the support, but the truth is I should have been better than the guys baiting me.
Yeah.
This happens all the time these days, often in front of my family, but there is a lesson. No need to add to the ugliness. I should have been better. And then you're right. Sean Hannity also said, I say good for Chris Cuomo. He's out with his 9-year-old daughter and his wife. This guy's being a jackass in front of his family.
Yeah. Well,
in my honest opinion, he doesn't have to apologize.
Sean's had the same experience, frankly. I was trying to figure out who else was getting on to this. Dana Loesch, who appears on some of these same stations, is with the Radio America crew. She more specifically went to conservative women on the media. And I don't know if it gets down to that, but it has become very political. I think that was the point, Jennifer, you were making about this, is once again something becomes political that maybe ought not to be political.
I just don't think we need to go and attack people in their personal time. It was the same.
Right.
I felt the same when Sarah Sanders was attacked with her family and had to leave a restaurant. And a lot of politicians like Maxine Waters are calling for this. And I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't care who you are. Not everybody is working 24 hours a day. Sometimes you want to have lunch with your kid and your wife, and you don't need someone talking to you about your job. And I know he's a public figure, so you have to expect some element of this. And that's why I say it's unfortunate it happened to him. He could have shut it down in about 30 seconds. He could have just said, hey, shut up, blank, or something like that. But instead, he kind of ignited it, which is the only reason it went viral. If he hadn't engaged, we wouldn't have even heard about it, I don't think.
It sounds like it's happened so much that he just lost it this time. That he just, maybe he's ignored it in the past, and that's why it never became news. But
the funny thing is, he's the one that actually started this nickname for himself. He was on a radio show where he said, what am I, Fredo? And then a lot of people started running with the fact that he, they call him Fredo now.
Fredo. It's time for the shark update, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
People on the Cape, surprised. Pair of shark sightings. First one took place off the coast of Provincetown, which is on the tip of the Cape. Spotted by boaters, great white. It was about 17 feet long. Now, I don't know how people measure that.
That's a big shark.
Yeah, but nobody jumped out of the boat and went over with a tape measure. You can be sure of that, to measure this shark.
The shark is bigger than your boat, you can kind of have a pretty decent idea.
Well, the shark came over and bumped the boat, apparently.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been too thrilled about that.
No.
Frankly. And then down at Bastable, passengers on a cruise boat saw a shark in the water there, so the beaches on the Cape were closed due to reports of shark sightings here and there. 180 sharks have been spotted in the coastal areas of the Cape this summer.
That freaks me out. If I'm on a bigger boat and I see a shark, a great white, okay, that's cool. But when it's bigger than the boat you're on, that's really
freaky.
But
supposedly what you hear from all the shark lovers is they won't bother you if you're not bothering them. How is it determined by the shark? Who's
I'm
the shark psychologist?
I'm not going to stick around to find out. Yeah.
Well, when it bumps your boat, it's investigating to see if you're food. So
it's a buffet. A buffet on the water.
Right.
Yum. 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Because it's usually not diagnosed until it's very advanced, lung cancer claims the lives of some 150,000 people in the U.S. each year. That's why screening that allows for early detection is so important.
If you can get it earlier before there are symptoms, then you're really going to have a chance to save a life. You can actually start talking about cure.
Dr. Shanda Blackman says patients who are diagnosed early have a lot of options.
If you have really bad lungs, you have COPD, we could just take a segment of your lung out, which is only 5% of your lung function, and you could do quite well. If you're younger, 50 or 60 years old, you have good lung function, the standard of care is to take a whole lobe of the lung out.
Dr. Blackman says minimally invasive surgery has opened the door to many patients who in the past may not have been considered candidates for surgery. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239 mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Great news! Quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance at Geico. So let's check and see what the Trumpster is doing. The administration's acting head of citizenship and immigration with the interpretation of the inscription on Lady Liberty. What's that all about? Is that just another news
so
media?
It's a question that was asked at the press conference led by Ken Cuccinelli, who announced some new immigration policy, saying kind of similar to how people used to have to come here before with a sponsor, that there has to be some financial responsibility for people who are legally immigrating to the country, because we're being overrun, obviously, in terms of services that are being used, being doled out on the expense of the government. So there's a new policy that goes into effect, and so somebody said, well, are we going to ignore what's written on the Statue of Liberty, that we take your poor, your weak, your suffering, your everyone.
Give us your tired, your poor. The administration issuing final rules make it easier for the government to deny immigrants entry into the U.S. or change the immigration status if they deemed likely to use a wide range of benefits. Is that something that's new? That's something that ought to be considered anyway, right? Because a lot of people do come here just to get the benefits. That's kind of what that's a. Remember, I've told you the story about the Somalians who somehow or other have been planted in Lewiston, Maine, and they all have this. There's a club of them, and they all know that that's why they go to Lewiston, Maine, because they can take advantage of the public benefits there. So, how does this change things, Jennifer? It requires to account. When you look at somebody's age and health and that sort of thing, if you're in poor
health. You're also looking at their financial responsibilities and what they come in with, what they're going to need once they get here. And it just gives the government more chance to reject people's claims if they feel like they're going to come in here just to exploit the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that why they come, though, many of them? That's why they
many of them, they'd have to go through the asylum process, which is if they're coming here to escape something.
10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time for me to bark and be Captain Curmudgeon. All right, here we go. This is the DJV program. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here visiting with us to help us celebrate. Oh, wait a minute. We're too late for this. It was International Cat Day the other day, and you weren't here, so we celebrated it without you, Warren. What an outrage.
Really? And I know how much you love cats, so every day is International Cat Day with you, Doug.
Yeah, right. I don't mind cats. I just wouldn't have them around as much as I have. My affinity is for dogs and special dogs. But we went back in history, Warren, to the ancient Egyptians that were the first ones to civilize cats 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. I wonder what they were, what was going on with them before that. There are all kinds of different. There are cats and then there are cats. You know what I mean? They're domesticated cats. There's this new cat that we've found around this area. Horrible creature. It looks like a cat, but it's something begins with an F. And it kills everything. Everything it comes in contact with, it kills.
I'm not familiar with that. Although the interesting thing about the Egyptians and cats, because the Egyptian word for cat is mao. M-A-U, and all the original cats, and there's a breed of cat called an Egyptian Mao, and every one of them, if you look at the top of their heads, has a perfect M on the top of their heads.
Really?
Huh. Amazing cats, the Egyptian now. Yeah, they really And you know what happened is the Egyptians loved their cats so much that when one of the pharaohs died, they would actually bury the cat. They would mummify the cat, bury the cat with them, and they would bury mice so the cat would have something to eat in the afterlife.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting. Let's go to the embalming.
People adore cats.
Yeah, right, exactly.
People love them, you know, they really do.
Yeah. There's an expression that we use often, you are what you eat. And perhaps one ought to keep that in mind when feeding your pet. Most specifically, I was just talking off the air about the food. I'm trying to order some more food for Daisy that I get from the same company all the time. Very frustrating when you put the... I don't remember the website, so I'm just Googling, and all kinds of other names of dog foods come up. And it brought me around to thinking about a report that I read from a well-known vet who has been talking about certain dog foods and how they contain dangerous chemicals which will wreak havoc on your dog's body. In other words, your dog is, you know, like you. You are what you eat. So if you've got a dog that has more joint problems than you remember him or her having recently, smelly breath, smelly poop, that kind of stuff, itching, scratching all the time, you know, you could be feeding the dog the wrong thing, create heart disease, cancer, right? Isn't that the same thing that happens to humans?
Yeah, it's imperative to make sure that you give your dog or cat a high-quality food. But then again, it's so difficult for the average person because, you know, they see the commercials on TV, they hear all these stories.
All
so
these
they
beautiful
have to really
bags,
do their own research.
Colorful bags and stuff.
They have to do their own research. And, you know, it's interesting because if you speak to five different vets, you'll get five different answers in terms of what food to feed your dog. Some will recommend this brand, some will recommend that brand. So it's really difficult to get an honest answer unless you really take the time to do the research yourself. For example, the food I feed my own pets is a prebiotic formula. And it's there are so many foods out there.
Prebiotic instead of probiotic.
Well, no. Right? What prebiotics are, prebiotics actually feed and make the probiotics work better. So it's a great combination. So that's what I feed. But there are some great foods out there. You just have to really do your research. And you know what's interesting? That certain people that feed one type of food is like, my dog's coat looks great, and someone feeding the same type of food down the block is like, my dog's shedding has dry skin.
It depends on, they're all different, right? I mean, you got to figure out, you know, all dogs like humans. Some people react differently. Some people don't like gluten. Some people allergic to peanuts. Well, that stuff applies to a cat or a dog, doesn't it?
It's digestibility. That's the most important thing. You can go out and spend $100 on a bag of dog food, but if you're cleaning up $90 worth of dog poop, it's not benefiting the dog at all. So you have to make sure whatever type of food you're feeding your dog is being absorbed and those nutrients are really being taken into. That's why I use the prebiotic formula. But that's so important because, again, the more you spend, people think the more they spend on something, the better the quality. That's not always the way it is. And a lot of these foods are made in the same plants. They just have different packaging, so you've got to be careful about that as well.
Yeah, a lot of it is just it's a joke. The color, the beautiful greens and blues, and these names that make you think, oh, this is wilderness, this is great, I'm going to feed my... And it's garbage.
And the whole thing from dogs coming from wolves, you know, dogs have been domesticated a long time, so dogs don't eat the same way wolves do. So it's really important to do that research. There's lots of great information online, and that's where people need to head if they want to keep their pets healthy.
All right, what you feed your pet, an important focus. Thanks to Warren Eckstein. Check out his website and the show, The Pet Show, at thepetshow.com. 59 after on the DJB Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.